Well, I'd like to send greetings to all our brothers and sisters in Cerritos Church. It's been exactly a year since I last met you. It's been exactly a year. I didn't expect to see you here, although I knew that I would be in Southern California.
我虽然知道在南加州我还要再回来，但是不是很确定要来 Cerritos.
I understand that the World Delegates Conference will be held in Irvine.
因为我开始以为我们这个世界的代表大会将会在俄湾教会举行。
So it's a pleasant surprise that for the literary ministry meeting and the internet ministry meeting, it will be held in Cerritos Church.
但是让我惊喜的是，我发现这个网络文宣会，这却会在学习都教会召开。
And also, Cerritos Church has so kindly requested me to share the word of God with all of you this evening.
学习都教会也特意来要求。 许传道来这里来跟大家做相互的勉励跟分享。
So I accepted it without hesitation.
所以我就毫不犹豫地接受了这个差派。
It's always a joy to see you all again and to worship together with you all again.
所以与大家一同来敬拜主是我感到非常喜乐的一件事。
This evening I'd like to share with you a first step towards knowledge.
今天我要与大家一起来分享这个 得知识的第一步的题目。
Let's turn to the scriptures.
那我们来看一段圣经。
Proverbs chapter 1.
我们来看箴言第一章。
Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7.
箴言的第一章第七节。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Verse 7 is sort of a mini conclusion to this passage from verse 1 to 7.
所以第一章第七节，敬畏神是知识的开端，愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。这一个经节是一到七节的一个总结。
From verses 2 to 6, we come to understand that the purpose of Proverbs is to give wisdom.
第二节到第六节，让我们懂得 箴言的目的就是让我们要得到智慧。
Thus, at the end of reading Proverbs, we need to have a fear of God.
也就是说，当我们读完箴言之后，我们要学会来敬畏神。
Because verse 7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge."
因为第七节说，敬畏神是知识的开端。
So in order for us to arrive at knowledge and understanding, we need to first of all know how to fear God.
所以让我们有知识跟了解的话，我们首先要来知道怎么样子来敬畏神。
We read the Proverbs to have wisdom and understanding.
我们刚才有读到要有智慧跟知识。We
read the Proverbs in order to get wisdom and understanding.
我们读箴言的目的就是要得到这个智慧和知识。But
the starting point is the fear of God.
但是开端却是敬畏神。So
when we read the book of Proverbs, we must learn how to fear God.
所以箴言的目的就是让我们教导我们怎么样子来敬畏神。But
doesn't the Bible say that God is love?
圣经不是告诉我们神是爱吗？
The Bible also tells us that there is no fear in love because perfect love casts out fear.
圣经告诉我们爱里面没有惧怕，因为这个完美的爱是不包括，是不需要惧怕的。Then
why must we fear God?
那我们为什么要来敬畏神呢？
Our relationship with God should be defined by love, not fear.
我们跟神之间的关系不是应该用爱来定义，而不是用敬畏吗？
If we understand the Bible,
但是如果我们真的了解圣经的话，
there are two kinds of fear.
有两种的敬畏或者是害怕。
And this is demonstrated very well in an incident recorded in the Gospels.
在这个在福音书里面有一个非常好的例子来表明这两种畏惧的不一样。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Mark.
我们来看马可福音。
Mark chapter 4.
马可福音第四章。
We are all quite familiar with this event.
马可福音第四章的这个例子，我们大家都非常的熟悉。
It is a time when Jesus was in the same vessel with his disciples.
那这个马可福音第四章就是在讲到主耶稣和他的门徒在同一条船上的例子。
And there was a storm at sea.
那时候在海上有起了这个风暴。
Jesus was fast asleep.
但是主耶稣却在船里面睡着。
And his disciples, they were all filled with fear.
那些门徒们都开始害怕
，and they woke Jesus up，
他们就把主耶稣叫醒。
And when Jesus woke up, he rebuked the storm and the waves。
主耶稣就在醒来之后就斥责风跟海
，and the waves became still。
这个海浪就退去。
Listen to what Jesus said to them。
让我们来看主耶稣对他们怎么说。
Mark chapter 4。
马可福音第四章
Verse 40 and 41.
来看第四十节跟四十一节。
And he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" Verse 41.
四十一节。
And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Jesus said, "Why do you fear?"
四十节，这里主耶稣告诉他们为什么胆怯。
But After hearing what Jesus said to them, they were filled with a greater fear.
但是当主耶稣告诉他们之后，他们却有更不同的一种惧怕。
Because verse 41 says they feared exceedingly.
所以四十一节讲到说他们大大的惧怕。
At first they were fearful because of the storm.
首先他们害怕是因为这个风浪。
They feared for their lives.
他们害怕他们失去生命。
Because there was a threat.
因为他们的生命遭到威胁。
But after Jesus asked them this question,
但是主耶稣问这个问题之后
Why are you so afraid?
你们为什么胆怯呢？
After seeing the miracle that Jesus performed,
当他们看到主耶稣行的神迹
That he could still the wind and the waves,
他可以让风浪平静
They were filled with a fear that was greater than their initial fear.
所以他们后面大大的惧怕，甚至比刚开始的胆怯更加严重。
Why?
为什么？
Because they said one to another,
然后他们因为他们自己相互说
Who can this be?
他说这么他是神谁呢
Even the wind and the sea obey him.
连风和海也听从他了
So you see there are two kinds of fear here.
所以我们看到有两种的惧怕
One was because they were fearful of a threat.
第一种惧怕他们是惧怕一种威胁
They feared the wind and the waves.
他们害怕风跟海浪
they feared death.
他们害怕死亡
they feared because they couldn't overcome the difficulties ahead of them.
他们害怕是因为他们觉得他们没有能力来战胜这些挑战
We could call this kind of fear terror. They were terrified.
我们可以讲到把这种惧怕称为说胆怯
或者恐慌
恐慌
But when Jesus calmed the wind and the storm,
但是当主耶稣平静风浪之后
they were filled with fear.
他们却是另外一种的惧怕
Fear because right before their eyes was a man whom they realized was different from all other men.
他这种惧怕是意识到耶稣是与众人不同的人
They began to realize who Jesus was.
他们开始认识到耶稣是谁
Because they asked.
因为他们彼此问
Why is it that this man could calm the wind and the waves?
这到底是谁连风和海也可以被他平静。
If we were to read Matthew or Luke,
如果我们读马太福音跟路加福音
instead of saying that they were exceedingly fearful after they heard Jesus and after they saw Jesus' miracle,
在那两本福音书中，他们并没有说是大大的惧怕。
They said they were filled with marvel, or they marvelled greatly.
他们讲的是他们很惊奇或者十分的惊讶。
Yeah, so this kind of fear was.Because they were filled with amazement. How can this be? Who is this person?
这种惧怕是一种带着惊奇、带着感叹的惊怕。
Fear of recognizing that Jesus was no mere man.
这种惧怕是觉得主耶稣不是平常人。
This is the kind of fear that God wants us to have for Him.
这就是神希望我们对他所要有的敬畏。
The more we know God,
我们知道神更多
the more we will fear Him.
我们就会越发的敬畏他。
This is the fear.That comes from recognizing who God is.
这种惧怕是从认识神而来。
It is not a fear that grips us so that we cannot do anything.
那不是一种恐慌，让我们无法来做任何事。
That we cannot think straight anymore.
让我们无法来仔细、认真、清楚地思考一件事。
But it is the fear of God in the sense that we stand in great amazement, recognizing who He is.
而是一种敬畏，让我们了解到神是谁，让我们一种很惊奇赞美的态度来看待神。
Let's turn to Psalm 111.
我们来看诗篇一百一十一篇。
Psalm 111.
诗篇一百一十一篇。
Let's read verses 9 and 10.
诗篇111篇第9节跟第10节。
He has sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenants forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Verse 10 is somewhat similar to chapter 1 verse 7.
这一百一十一篇的第十节跟这个箴言的第一篇的十一节是相类似的。
Verse 10 says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
第十节我们刚才读到的是讲到说敬畏神是智慧的开端。
Proverbs 1 verse 7 says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
箴言的第一章十一节讲到说敬畏神是知识的开端。
The psalm over here tells us.
所以这篇诗篇告诉我们
，Why we need to fear God？
我们为什么要来敬畏神
？Because the preceding verse in verse 9，
那是因为第九节
says holy and awesome is his name。
这里讲到说他的名圣而可畏。
At the very name of God，
神的名
，we feel a sense of awe。
神的名让我们感到圣而可畏。
Yes， because he's holy。
因为他是圣洁的。
And here it also says he has commanded his covenant forever.
并且这里讲到说他有命定他的约直到永远。
This concept of covenant in the Bible is a very important one.
这个约这个概念在圣经里面非常的重要。
Let's look at this chapter verses 5 and 6.
我们来看同一章的第五到第六节。
Verses 5 and 6. He has given food to those who fear him.And he will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has declared to his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. Here it tells us that God gives food to those who fear him.
第五节讲到他赐粮食给敬畏他的人。
In fact, he gives all that we need if we were to fear him.
他并且给我们所有需要用的。
Why does God give what we need to us if we were to fear him?
如果为什么神会让我们给我们所需要的，让我们来敬畏他呢
？If we were to fear him, why must God give us what we need if we were to fear him?
所以，如果我们敬畏他的话，他就会给我们所需的。
Why is this so?
为什么是这样子呢
？Because of his covenant.
因为他的约。
He says he's ever mindful of his covenant.
他这里讲到说他会永久纪念他的约。
So if we were to fear God,
所以如果我们敬畏神。
He will be mindful that he is a God who has promised to provide for all our needs.
所以他就会纪念我们，他并且会守他对我们的应许。
Isn't this something very comforting?
知道这些难道不会让我们感到很安慰吗？
He says he's ever mindful of his covenant.
他说这里讲到他会永远纪念他的约。
When he looks down from heaven and he sees all of us.
当他从天上看下来，看到我们所有这些人。
When we dutifully pray to Him, when we dutifully worship Him,
让我们如果我们在赞美他，来向他祷告。
When we dutifully keep His words,
让我们在按照圣经的教导来遵守他的话语。
He tells himself, "I must provide for all their needs."
他就会告诉，他就说他会按我们所需要的来做。
Because I'm bound to my word, I have promised them.
他会提供给我们所需要的，因为他已经应许了我们。
Many people can promise many things to you.
我们之间很多人可以去答应别人一些事情。
But there are too many broken promises in this world.
但是却有太多的这个答应的事情却无法做到。
And that is why this world is full of disappointments.
这就是为什么世间充满了各种各样的失望。
But God is a God who is ever mindful of His covenant.
但是神却是永远纪念他的约的神。
These are very comforting words.
所以这是让我们的大得安慰的话语。
Because we do have a relationship with God.
因为我们与神之间有关系。
That is why there's nothing for us to worry about.
所以我们不需要担心任何事情。
As long as we are God-fearing people.
只要我们敬畏神。
He will keep his covenant and he will keep all his promises.
他会纪念他的约，他会保持他的应许。
Even when it comes to giving us things that we never thought would be possible.
甚至他会告诉给我们让我们从来没有想到过的事情。
Verse 5 talks about food, that's basic.
第五节告诉我们他会吃粮食，粮食是非常基本的。
But verse 6 says,
但六节讲
He has declared to his people the power of his works.
他向百姓显出大能的作为。
How does he show his people his power?
他怎么样子向百姓显出他的大能呢？
In giving them the heritage of the nations.
是把外邦的地赐给他们为业。
He has promised us the heritage of the nations.
他应许我们要把外邦的地赐给我们。
When God called Abraham,
当神召亚伯拉罕的时候，
He said, "You will be a great nation."
他说你要成为大国。
When God called Abraham, He also said that the people of the earth will be blessed through him.
他说神召唤亚伯拉罕的时候说地上的万国必因你得福。
Today we are children of Abraham.
今天我们就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Through Abraham, we have a covenantal relationship with God.
通过亚伯拉罕，我们与神立了约。
And whatever God has promised Abraham, God will fulfill even to us.
神所答应、应许亚伯拉罕的，他将会在我们身上成全。
God is a covenantal God; He never forgets.
神是守约的神，他不会忘记他所应许的约。
That is why we stand in awe of Him.
这是为什么我们在这里来敬拜他。
Because He doesn't forget.
因为他不会忘记。
On the one hand, it is comforting.
所以知道这些让我们大得安慰。
On the one hand, it is comforting.
另外一面就会让我们知道我们会大得安慰。
But on the other hand,
从另外一面呢
？Don't you think it is quite a fearful thing that God doesn't forget His covenant?
神不会忘记他的约，不是也让我们知道我们要敬畏他吗
？Because in the covenant there are two sides to it.
因为一个约都有两面。
We have our obligations.
我们就有我们当做的。
God doesn't forget His obligations.
神不会忘记他当行的。
He doesn't forget His promises.
他也不会忘记他的应许。
He will not neglect to give us all our needs as long as we fear Him.
只要我们敬畏他，他不会忘记我们，不会不提供给我们我们所用的。
But at the same time, He has His expectations.
但是他也有他的期望。
We have to worship Him and keep His commandments.
我们必须来敬拜他，要遵守他的诫命。
No matter what happens to us, we have to hold on to the faith.
不管发生什么事情，我们都要坚持持守我们的信仰。
And God says, "Be you holy, because I am holy."
神说你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁。
We have to live our lives in a holy way, separate from the rest of the world.
我们在世上要活出一个圣洁的方式。
Because we are different from them.
我们要与世人隔不一样，我们要跟他们保持。
They have no relationship with God. They are outside the covenant.
他们是不在约中的，他们是局外人。
But we have a relationship with God.
但是我们却与神有这个关系。
And therefore, God makes demands on us.
这是为什么神会来要求我们。
If you have a covenant with someone that is lower than you,
如果你和一位比你地位低等的有一个约的话
，If you are the owner of a big business,
如果你是一位大企业的这个。主人
And then you have a covenant with a small little business.
但是如果你和一个小企业有一个合同的话
You wouldn't be too mindful of that covenant.
所以你可能会对那个合同不是很在意
Or sometimes you would even take advantage of that small little business.
甚至有时候你会利用这个小企业
When it comes to his obligations, you will make demands on him.
等到如果他当做的，你就会来要求他。
But when it comes to your obligations,
但等到是你要来做的时候
，when you can take advantage, you will take advantage.
你就会尽量的去利用他。
Because you say, after all, he wouldn't dare to sue me.
因为你会说，不管怎么样，他都不敢来告我。
He has no ability to sue me.
因为他没有能力来对你做不利的事情。
So what if we have a covenant?
所以这个虽然有一个约在那里
，That covenant is meant to bind him, not bind me, because I'm bigger than he.
这个合同是来束缚他，而不是来束缚我，因为我比他更大。
Covenant with someone greater than you.
但是我们如果与一个比我们更大的、比我们更大的有约的话
，How many of you dare to sign on the dotted line, to contract with the president of the United States?
我们有多少人可以有这个胆量去跟美国的总统来签约呢
？And if you were to do that,
如果你有这个胆量的话
，Would you not be ever mindful of the covenant？
你不岂不是要花很大的精力，非常的注意这个合同
？You wouldn't dare to do anything against that agreement。
所以你不敢做任何事情来违反这个合约。
But brothers and sisters, today we have a covenantal relationship with the King of Kings。
那今天弟兄姐妹们，我们与这众王之王有这么一个约。
The ruler of the entire universe。
是这个宇宙万物的主宰。
We have already made that covenant。
我们已经与他立了约。
We are his special people。
我们是他的子民。
Don't you think that we should be filled with a sense of fear whenever we think that, hey, I've got a covenant with God？
那我们岂不是要反复一直反复的来思考，我们与神立了这么一个约
？That I must behave in accordance with that covenant。
那我必须按这个约来行。
That is the very reason why we need to fear God。
这是为什么我们要来敬畏神
？Because he's a God that keeps his covenant, and he's a God that doesn't forget his covenant。
因为他是守约的神，他也是不会忘记他所立的约的神。
And he will make demands on us。
他并且会来要求我们。
So we ought to stand before him in awe and in reverence。
所以我们要在存着胆战畏惧的心来到他前面。
In the Bible, there are many kinds of names. There are many names for God。
在圣经里面有很多名字，我们已经忘记了。
No. There are many names for God。
哦，在圣经中有很多名字是为神而写下来的。
神有很多称呼了哈。神有很多称呼。Now, there is one name that is pretty interesting.
有一个非常有意思的名字。
Let's turn to Genesis.
那我们来看创世纪。
Genesis chapter 31.
创世纪的三十一章。
This is a time when Jacob escaped from his uncle Laban.
这是当雅各逃离他的舅舅拉班的。
He served him for many years.
他有服侍拉班很多年。
He made covenants with his uncle Laban.
他甚至与拉班有立下了约。
But time and time again, his uncle Laban cheated on him.
但是反复的拉班却是来利用他。
We know the first time when he worked for Laban 7 years, it was for Rachel. He wanted to marry Rachel.
我们知道第一个七年雅各答应要服侍拉班的时候，是为了他的女儿拉结。
He gave Leah.
但是拉班却没有给他拉结，却是把利亚给他。
And he worked a further 7 years.
让他来继续工作另外七年。
Because he really wanted Rachel.
因为他真的非常喜欢拉结。
But Laban was not a man of his words.
所以拉班是不守约的人。
So one day when Joseph had enough.Jacob had enough.
所以当有一天雅各受不了了
，He escaped from Laban with his wives and his children.
他就带着他的全家，带着他的妻子儿女来逃离拉班。
And Laban pursued him.
所以拉班就来追他。
And this time, made another covenant with him.
所以这时候他们又立了另外一个约。
Let's look at the conversation, the interesting conversation between Jacob and Laban.
那我们来看拉班跟雅各之间很有趣的对话。
Genesis chapter 31.
我们来看创世纪的三十一章。
Verse 42.
第四十二节。
Joseph said to Laban.
四十二节，这是雅各对拉班说。
Jacob said to Laban, "Unless the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely you would have sent me away empty-handed. God has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands, and rebuked you last night." He said, "All through these years, you have not been a man of your words."
所以雅各就说，拉班这么多年都没有来保证。来按他所答应的事情来做。
Verse 41, the last part says, "You have changed my wages 10 times."
所以在四十一节，他讲到说，你十次改了我的工价。
You do not keep your covenant.
你并不守你的约。
But my God.
但是我的神。
The God of my father.
我父亲以撒的神。
He is a covenantal God. He keeps his covenant.
他却是守约的神。
That's why he takes care of me.
这是为什么他来照顾我。
Unless my God.Took care of me. I would have left your house empty.
若不是我的神来看顾我，我毕竟是空手而去。
And very interestingly, he referred to God as the God of my father Abraham and the fear of Isaac.
所以在这里，他对神有一个特别的称呼，就是说以撒，我父亲以撒所敬畏的神。
Yeah. the 神 in Chinese is added, you know. So it's actually just literally the fear of Isaac. 以撒所敬畏的。
所以这里就讲到说，神就是以撒所敬畏的。
So the fear of Isaac became a reference to God.
所以以撒所敬畏的就是讲到神。
Telling us that we need to fear the one whom we have covenanted with.
所以让我们知道我们要来敬畏我们与我们所立约的这一位。
And then in verse 53.
在五十三节
，When Laban said, "Okay, let's make a covenant."
五十三节，当拉班说，让我们来立约。
And Laban swore by the Laban and him, swore to each other.
所以在拉班就跟他来一起来在这里发誓。
And Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac.
但是雅各却是指着他父亲以撒所敬畏的神起誓。
Yeah. Fearing God.In order to receive His blessing is a law.
所以敬畏神才能得到神的祝福，这是神的律法。
Fearing God in order to receive knowledge and wisdom is a law.
敬畏神才能得到智慧跟知识，也是神的律法。
There are laws of nature.
我们知道在这个世间，这个自然有它的自然法律。
For example, the law of gravity.
我们知道，如果说这个重力的这个这个吸引力的万有引力定律
Man-made laws can change.
人所创造的这个律法会变化。
But when God is the one who institutes that law, it doesn't change.
但是如果是神的律法，它却不会改变。
The law of gravity doesn't change.
我们知道这个自然中有这个万有引力定律，它不会改变。
If we were to throw ourselves down from a skyscraper, from a tall building, we'll surely fall to our death.
所以如果我们把我们扔到这个山上或者是高楼上从跳下来的话肯定会摔下来。
As long as God wills that the world exists, tomorrow the sun will rise from the same direction.
神若愿意，我们明天会看到太阳从同一个地方升起。
No, if God is willing that the world is not destroyed.
如果神若愿意我们世界明天还存在的话，
then tomorrow we'll surely see the sun rise from the same direction.
明天我们就会看到太阳从同一个地方升起。
These are natural laws.
这个是自然的律。
Even when it comes to natural laws, they don't change.
甚至即使是自然的定律，他们都不会改变。
Because they are made by God.
因为这是神所建立的。
The fact that man must fear God in order to get wisdom is an unchanging law.
所以人要敬畏神才能得到智慧，这是神所立下的不改变的定律。
Just like the laws of nature.
就像是自然律一样。
We turn to Job.
那我们来看约伯记。
Job 28.
约伯记28章。
Job chapter 28, verse 28.
约伯记二十八章二十八节。
The last part says, "Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom."
二十八章二十八节，他对人说：“敬畏主就是智慧，远离恶便是聪明。”
Yes. So it is similar to what we've read in the other two verses, linking wisdom to the fear of God.
就像是我们刚才读到的这两节一样，敬畏主是知识的开端，是智慧的开端。
But over here, when this verse is spoken, it is spoken right in the midst of talking about the laws of nature.
但是在这里，约伯说这句话的时候，是在前面后面正在谈论这个自然的定律。
Let's look at verse 23 to 27.
如果我们来看二十三节到二十七节。
God understands its way. He knows its place. He looks to the ends of the earth and sees under the whole heavens to establish a weight for the wind, to apportion the waters by measure. When he has made a law for the rain, a path for the thunderbolt, he saw wisdom and declared it. He prepared it. Indeed, he searched it out. And to man, he said, "Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom."To depart from evil is understanding. God says, "I know where wisdom is to be found."
这里神说他知道智慧在哪里。
Verse 23 says, "God understands its way," meaning to say, God understands the way to get wisdom.
二十三节说神明白智慧的道路。
And he says that it is just like the laws of nature.
这就是像就像是自然律一样。
There is a weight for the wind.
就像是这个。风有轻重一样。
There is a path for the thunderbolt.
就像是雨露 这个雷电有道路一样。
There is a law for the rain.
对雨来说也有一个固定的命
令。So God has determined the laws of nature.
所以神有定下所有的自然律。
And then in verse 27, he turns to man, he says, and to man he says this.
然后二十七节他就对人说。
Verse 28, sorry.
二十八节他就对人说。
Yeah.So to the wind he says this, to the thunder he says this, to the waters he says this, and to man he says this.
他说，我就刚才他讲到，他对雨露说这些，对雷电说那些，但是对人他就说这些。
So what's the law that he has fixed for man?
那他对人说的是什么呢？
The fear of the Lord is wisdom.
敬畏主就是智慧。
To depart from evil is understanding.
远离恶便是聪明。
That is to say, there's only one way to get wisdom and understanding.
也就是只有一条路来取得智慧跟聪明
，to fear God，
也就是敬畏神。
If you don't fear God，
如果你不敬畏神的话
，you will remain foolish，
你就是一个愚昧的人。
You may never be wise，
你就不会成为智者。
Just like when you to fall from this place, you go down, you won't go upwards。
就像是我们从这个地方摔下去，就站不起来一样。
As sure as the law of nature，
这个是自然的律。
So there's no way for us to be wise unless we fear God。
所以如果我们不敬畏神，我们无法成为有智慧的。
This is what God says to man, he says this.
这就是为什么圣经说他神对人说的就是这些。
No wonder, the conclusion of the book of Ecclesiastes is this.
所以为什么，这就是为什么传道书的结尾是这样子。
He says to fear God and to keep his commandments, that's the whole of man, that's man's everything.
所以传道书说敬畏神，行他的诫命，这就是戒律，这个智慧的总章，
不是人的一切，这就是人的一切，
这就是人的一切。
Let's turn back to Proverbs 1.
我们来看箴言第一章。
Proverbs 1 verse 7.
箴言第一章第七节。
We have explained the first part that says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
第一章第七节，我们刚才读到敬畏神是知识的开端。
The second part tells us.
第二
The second part of verse 7 says,
第七节的第二段告诉我们
that fools despise wisdom and instruction.
愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。
Let's contrast this with verse 2.
我们来看第二节。
Let's contrast this statement with verse 2.
我们来跟第二节做个对比。
Fools despise wisdom and instruction.
智慧和训诲，要使人晓得智慧和训诲，分辨通达的言语。
Yeah, the last part of verse 7 says fools despise wisdom and instruction, but yet verse 2 says the book of Proverbs is to give wisdom and instruction.
所以刚才我们有读到愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲，但是箴言的目的却是要让人晓得智慧和训诲。
Yes. So what does this tell us?
所以这是什么意思呢？
It tells us that fools have no fear of God.
这就告诉我们，愚妄人他不知道敬畏神。
Because the purpose of reading Proverbs is to have the fear of God.
因为来读这个箴言的目的就是要晓得智慧和训诲，要来敬畏神。
Fools despise the fear of God. They don't want to have the fear of God.
但是愚妄人却不想敬畏神。
The Bible says, if you don't fear God, it amounts to wickedness.
圣经告诉我们，如果我们不敬畏神的话，我们就是这种
就是恶人。
恶人。
Just as we read earlier in the Job.
这就是约伯记中所写记载的。
It says if you depart from wickedness, that is understanding.
约伯记告诉我们，离开恶就是智慧的道路。
But if you fear God, that is wisdom.
敬畏神那就是智慧。
So the fear of God is linked to whether you are a wicked person or you are a righteous person.
所以是否敬畏神就是来决定我们是这个是一个正义人还是一个恶人。
If a God fearing man is a righteous man.
一个敬畏神的人就是一个义人。
A person who does not fear God, he's a wicked man.
一个不敬畏神的人就是一个恶人。
Psalm number 14 says,
诗篇的十四篇说到
at the very beginning, at the very first verse,
十四篇的在开始的时候
，He says the fool says in his heart there is no God.
他说一个愚妄的人在心里面说没有神。
Yes, a fool says in his heart there is no God.
十四章第一节，愚顽人心里说没有神。
If we think that there's no God,
如果他们心里认为没有神的话
，Of course we would not fear God.
他当然就不会去敬畏神。
A fool does not fear God.
所以一个愚顽人是不敬畏神的。
A fool doesn't want to fear God.
一个愚顽人是不想要来敬畏神的。
Because he doesn't want to be restricted, in the things that he wants to do.
因为他想做他所行的，他不想受到约束。
So the best way to escape from having to fear God is to just say God doesn't exist.
所以他来逃离敬畏神的最好的方法就是根本不承认神存在。
And verse 4 says,
第四节说
Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call on the Lord? So here the Bible links to our worship of the Lord, links the fear of the Lord to...Wisdom or foolishness.
所以圣经在这里把不求告神的、不敬畏神的，跟这个作孽的、跟愚顽的连在一起。
Yes, and to link it together with workers of iniquity.
并且说作孽的是这样的人。
Which means to say, if we don't want to admit God into our lives,
这就是那些不要在生命中接受神的人。
Don't want to think about.God at all.
在生命中不想来思考神
or to deny God's existence.
不承认神
Not only is this foolishness.
不光是没有知识
This is wickedness.
并且是作孽的
There is a difference between wisdom and knowledge.
我们知道知识跟智慧是有差异的
Wisdom has to do with the heart.
智慧是在与我们的心有关
Knowledge has to do with the head.
知识是与我们的头脑有关
And this is a very important, very, very important difference.
这是非常重要的一个差异。
A person can have a lot of knowledge.
一个人有很大有知识。
And yet, is considered a fool.
但是可能却不一定是，可能却被认为是愚顽人。
Because when you have knowledge.
因为你有智慧的话。
You have a lot of hate not, if you have knowledge.
你有知识的话。
If you have knowledge.
如果有知识的话
you have a lot of theory up there in your head.
你在头脑里面就会有很多的理论在转
But you may not know how to use that knowledge.
但是那理论可能却不能让你知道怎么样子来行
A nutritionist may know all the nutrition in a certain food.
营养学家知道食品里面有各种各样的营养
He may know how to preserve those food.
并且他也能够知道怎么样子保守这些营养
He may be able to tell you the right way to cook those food.
他甚至能告诉你怎么样子来煮这个食物不会伤到这些营养
But if he doesn't have the practical wisdom to cook,
但是如果他不知道怎么样来煮的话
He may either have to die, he may either have to eat raw food or die of hunger.
他或者是要来吃生的食物或者是就饿死
So a nutritionist who doesn't know how to cook could still die of hunger.
所以营养学家但是如果不知道怎么样子来煮饭的话还是会饿死
So here the Bible tells us
这里圣经告诉我们
that you have to start with knowledge.
我们是要从知识开始
But in order to have that knowledge you must first have the fear of God.
但是如果要有那些知识的话我们首先要来敬畏神
Let's turn back to Proverbs.
那我们再回到箴言
Proverbs chapter 1
箴言的第一章
Proverbs chapter 1 says in verse 4
一章第四节
that this book of Proverbs is written to give prudence to the simple
所以这里四章第一节箴言的目的是
verse 4
四章第一一章第四节是愚人灵敏使少年人有知识和谋略
If a person is merely simple
如果一个人非常的简单单纯
He only lacks knowledge, head knowledge
他只是缺少知识
He can still become prudent
但是这里却是他还是可以成为一个灵敏的人
But if a person's heart is not right
但是一个人的心如果不正的话
He is a fool
他就是一个愚顽的人
Because the Bible defines a fool as someone who despises wisdom and instruction
因为愚顽人的定义就是一个藐视智慧和训诲
Verse 7 says Fools despise wisdom and instruction
这就是我们刚才读到的愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲
It is a matter of the heart
所以这是心在于心里面
Because in the heart he says there's no God
因为在他们心里面他说没有神
I don't want to fear God
我不想要敬畏神
I want to enjoy myself only
我只想享受我的生命。
I want to have freedom to do whatever I want.
我想有我想想做的事，我就要去做。
That is a fool.
这就是一个愚顽的
人。That is having no wisdom.
这个是一个没有智慧的人。
So this is a very important difference.
所以这是非常重要的差异。
I'd rather befriend a person who has little knowledge but with a good heart.
我愿意与一位心肠好虽然没有知识的人交朋友。
I do not want to make friends with people who have an exceptionally intelligent mind but having a bad heart.
但是我不想去为一个人来交朋友，这个人虽然他有非常多的知识，但是却没有一个非常好的心肠。
You look at those suicide bombers. Suicide bombers.
Suicide.
Those people who tie bombs and commit suicide.
我们来看那些这个绑自杀绑这个炸弹来自杀的人。
Or you look at those people who crash planes into the Twin Towers in New York.
就像是在来劫持飞机来撞这个纽约的这个世贸中心的这些人。
Were these people who had no knowledge?
那这些人是难道是没有知识的吗？
They had a technical know-how.
他们知道怎么样子做。
They know how to create bombs.
他们知道怎么样子来制造炸弹。
They know how to fly aeroplanes.
他们知道怎么样子来飞来掌控飞机。
So they were intelligent minds.
所以他们的智非常聪明。
But they were fools.
但是这里我们却认为他是愚妄人。
You see, it's not a matter of the head.
所以我们看到不是头脑的关系。
It is very frightening if you have a very good head and a very bad heart.
如果你有很聪明的头脑，却有很坏的心肠，
那
真的是很可怕的。
If you do not have a very good head, but you have a good heart.
虽然你的头脑不是很好用，但是如果你有好的心肠的话。
You can be a very good friend.
你还是可以成为一个很好的朋
友。Of course, sometimes we get irritated with people if they are not too bright up there.
有时候我们可能变得不耐烦，如果他们头脑不是很好。
I do get irritated by such people.
我有时候也会感到不耐烦。
But after a while,
但是
I realize I shouldn't be like that.
但是我最后我学到说我要应该跟他们一样。
Especially if they have a good heart.
如果是他们有一个好心肠的话。
I've met such people before.
我有碰到过这些人。
I wouldn't tell you the exact details, but time and time again, he comes to me for certain, to ask me how to do certain things.
他经常来问我该怎样子做。
And I try to be as patient as I can.
我就尽量来保持我的耐心。
And after a while, he keeps on coming with more and more silly questions.
然后他有时候就会来问一些非常简单的问题。
And you get so irritated.
然后你就有时候会变得不耐烦。
Especially when you're busy.
特别是当你忙碌的时候。
Especially when you think that the last time when he comes, he ought to understand it already.
特别是你在想说上次他来问的时候，他就已经跟他讲了呀。
But then he makes a more silly mistake.
但是他却仍然去会犯错误。
Won't you get irritated?
你就有时候就会变得不耐烦。
But there was a time when such a thing happened to me.
所以有时候会这些事情发生在我身上。
I was suddenly filled with pity.
我就会有时候会觉得突然会觉得非常的遗憾。
No, there was a time when I just filled with pity for him.
我有时候会觉得他在那刚开始我却觉得他很可怜。
No, I'm talking about real incident. At first I was irritated, but later on I felt so pity. I pitied him.
刚开始我是非常的不耐烦，后来我就觉得很同情他。
Yeah, instead of getting angry, I just softened. I just give him an embrace and said, "Yes, you're so beautiful."
所以，但我后来就不会再生气，但是拥抱他说，你真的很可怜。
But if it's the other way around, if you got an exceptionally good brain and a bad heart.
但是如果说一个人有很好的头脑，却是很坏的心肠的话
，Can you imagine if there are such people around us? It's really frightening.
有这些人如果在我们身边的话，会让我们感到非常的可怕。
But if we are people who are just simple, are just a little bit slow,
但是如果我们有简单这个单纯的人，只是反应慢一点的人在我们身边。
Verse 4 says,
第四节
，He can be prudent.
他可以成为灵敏的人。
He will supersede those people who have super brains but wicked hearts.
他会超过那些人，虽然有聪明的头脑，却是有邪恶的心。
Here it says, "To the young man, I give knowledge and discretion."
这里讲到说，使少年人有知识和谋略。
Meaning to say that to people who have no experience.
我们就这里就会说，让那些没有经验的人
，they will be able to learn. The Bible will make them wise.
圣经就会让他们得到智慧，他们就会有学习到知识。
So if we lack intelligence or we lack experience, the Bible can still make us wise.
如果我们不是很聪明，或者知识不够丰富，圣经还是让我们可以成为有智慧的人。
But if you have a bad heart,
但是如果我们有一颗邪恶的心肠
，The Bible says there's no hope.
圣经说我们没有指望。
Because we despise wisdom and instruction.
因为我们会藐视智慧和训诲。
The instruction here. Carries the idea of also correction.
训诲意思也就是代表着有这个指正的意思。
Many people don't like to be told what to do.
很多人都不喜欢别人告诉他们该怎么样做。
So they don't like instruction.
他们不喜欢人家来教训他们。
But more people would hate to be corrected.
更多人会讨厌，会厌恶被指教。
Because when you are wrong.
因为我们做错的时候
hope nobody realizes
我们希望谁都不知道
well, when somebody realizes that you make a mistake and out of his kindness tell you that you are wrong
当我们做错事情别人看到 他出于好心的告诉我们的时候
many people would react by denying
很多人就会
by arguing
他的第一反应就是来争吵来争论来否认
and even if he realizes that he is wrong he wouldn't admit it but then at the back behind your back he'll change itHe corrected, but he won't admit he's wrong.
即使他知道他自己做错了，但是他喉里面还是不会承认，甚至他会后来会改变，但是他始终不会承认。
So this is what is meant by a fool's despise instruction and wisdom. He never learns.
这就是
because he doesn't want to be corrected.
就是愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲，因为他永远都不会学习到。
But if we are wise,
但是如果我们是有智慧的
Verse 5 says,
第五节
A wise man will hear and increase in learning.
智慧人听见增长学问
A man of understanding will attain wise counsel
聪明人会得着智谋
This is the same as Proverbs 9 verse 9
这就是箴言第九章第九节所说的
He says If you give instruction to a wise man He will be still wiser
第九章的第九节说只教导智慧人他就越发有智慧
If you teach a just man He will increase in learning
只是一人他就增长学问
Here it tells you that wisdom has to do with the heart because it says wise man, just man, just man.
所以这里就告诉我们智慧是跟心有关的因为这里讲到说义人
You see, knowledge is of the head, wisdom is of the heart.
所以知识是在我们的头脑里面但是智慧却是在我们的心里
A wise man is a just man.
而智慧人是义人
And a wise man is a teachable man.
智慧人是会教导人的
Because a foolish man is unteachable
智慧人他会增长学问会有学习的但是一个愚顽的人他是没有办法被教导
A wise man will become wiser
智慧人他就会变得越发有智慧
A foolish man will be more and more foolish
一个愚顽人就会越来越愚顽
In a world of economics
我们在现代这个
现在的经济,
经济
It's like that, right? The rich becomes richer
就像这个世上的经济一样，有钱的人越发的有钱。
The poor becomes poorer.
穷人却是越来越穷。
Because if you are rich,
因为你富有的话
，you can borrow more money.
你就可以借到更多的钱。
The bank will lend you more money.
银行会借给你更多钱。
You can do bigger business.
你就可以来做更大的生意。
So you become richer.
你就会变得更有钱。
But if you are poor man,
但如果你是穷人
，nobody wants to lend you money.
没有人会愿意借钱给你。
But they will want to borrow your money.
并且他还会想借。
You want to invest?
他会借你的钱 来投资
If you want to invest,
如果你想投资的话
and you got that little,
你只有那么一点钱
Nobody is interested in your little, in your money
人家不会把你当回事
Yeah, but if you have lots of money
但是如果你有很多钱
They will want you to invest
他会来说服你去投资
And after investing your money
当你投资的时候
You borrow from the poor
你就从穷人那里再借钱
You consolidate a lot of poor people's money
你把很多穷人的钱集合在一起
And you invest
你再去投资
You make more money
你就可以赚到更多钱
And then you give a pittance back to the poor
然后你就给一点点给这些穷人
That is reality
这就是现实
The rich becomes richer and the poor become poorer
富有的人越来越富有穷人却越来越穷
In the matter of wisdom
这个就是世上的智慧
No, in the matter of wisdom
在智慧里事情上
It's the same
也是同样的道理
When you are wise
如果你有智慧的话
you become wiser.
你会变得越来越有智慧
If we are foolish,
但是如果是你是愚昧人
we can only become more foolish.
你就变得越来越愚昧
But it's a choice.
这就是你的选择
Because it's a matter of the heart.
因为这是从心而出
If we are willing to change our attitudes, to change our hearts,
如果我们愿意来改变我们的态度改变我们的心
we fear God.
我们敬畏神
That is the beginning of knowledge, and that's the beginning of wisdom.
这就是知识的开端，是智慧的开端。
Beginnings are important.
开端是非常的重要。
That is why Proverbs 22 verse 6 says.
这就是为什么箴言说
You want to teach somebody, teach him when he's a child.
你要教导人的话，当他是孩童的时候就要教导。
Teach a child the way he should go.
从孩童的时候就要教导他当行的路。
When he's old, he will not depart from it.
这样子，当他长大之后，他就不会离开他所当行的道。
Why teach when he's a child?Why teach when he's a child?
为什么要从小孩子开始教
Because that's the beginning of his life.
因为这是他人生的开端
That is the beginning of his learning.
因为这是他开始学习的开端
So beginnings are important.
所以开端非常重要
We start to fear God.
所以如果我们敬畏神的话
That is the first step towards knowledge.
我们第一步来接近知识的第一步
And when we have that knowledge,
如果我们有那个知识
we continue to fear God.
我们再继续敬畏神
We will have wisdom.
我们就会得到智慧
Because the knowledge of God changes our hearts.
因为神的知识会改变我们的心
We thank God for this service.
感谢神
Let's now sing a hymn.
我们一起来唱诗
Hymn 452.
我们来唱诗452首